proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, Riggins just took a big healthy rip from his vape stick. Was he about to get on it?
I did not.
Hey, when you say somebody's vaping, you automatically assume that they're vaping dope vape, marijuana juice, or just nicotine juice.
Do I?
Yeah, do most people when you say that they took a rip from their vape stick?
No, I wouldn't think that they're doing drugs.
Okay, good, good.
No.
I didn't know that was an option, but.
Mm-hmm. You never smoked any weed? You were never a weed person, were you?
No, I'm much more of a.
Drunkard.
I don't need to be chill. I need to be more energetic.
Up.
I like uppers. Yeah. I'm kidding.
She needs to be on the cocaine.
Well,
is what she needs to be.
That's what I kind of need to be. I don't. Mm-hmm. And never have.
What do they call it when you do uppers and downers? Is that free falling? Is that what they call that? You do uppers and downers?
I don't know.
Is that frowned upon?
I don't know. Well, I don't think they recommend it.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a good
idea,
does it?
Doesn't sound good. No. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these are the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet. And I will tell you, in today's edition of the one-star strip clubs, we may have the oddest review ever. And I'll save it till the end. But get excited because it's a weird one. But we'll start in Boise, Idaho at the Spearmint Rhino. Not a lot of strip clubs in Idaho, but this is one of them. Mike left a one-star review. Can you say, hell no? Bartender took 10 minutes to even say hi. It was 4 p.m. And there were only three other people in the club. And none of the dancers danced. Seriously. And one girl on stage was just lying down there, obviously, because she was too fat to get on the pole. No, no, no. Avoid at all costs. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at a Boise strip club.
Not exactly bumping.
Nobody was dancing.
Huh. Right. Not exactly, you know, a lot going on in that guy's life, you know, worth bragging about.
Yeah, and he's criticizing the strip club, but I do love the image of like one girl just laying on the stage, just like scrolling on her phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all can dance around me.
Yeah.
I got to take a break.
Yeah. Hard work.
Yeah. Then we'll go to Club Risque in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Josh left a one-star review. Very bad service. I waited over 30 minutes for a drink and with only 8 customers at the bar. The bartender seemed more interested in pouring their own drinks as I watched them do shot after shot after shot after shot. Is there any management in this club or do the employees run this place? Such a bad experience. 1 star.
Well, you know, that's the first thing on Bar Rescue that the guy says, that the way to really run a bar correctly is to do shots while you're working.
I think
so.
Yeah. It's a sign of success.
Yeah. I'm sure that's illegal, but
But no, that's like the number one rule when he goes in. Your employees do not need to be drinking. The owner doesn't need to be drinking at the bar with the customers.
Yeah.
You know, but doing shots.
It's pretty aggressive. It's
aggressive. Yeah. But I guess they can kind of get away with anything there. It's Philly.
Yeah, it's trash.
Then we'll go to a Blackjack Gentleman's Club in Elgin, Illinois. Mark left a 1-star review. If I could give this place 0 stars, I would. Mm-hmm. This place is run by hooligans that aren't mentally prepared for this kind of job. They make up prices based on their personal moods and have terrible business practices. Well, I guess so. That's true. You will leave as disappointed as you did when you overpaid for the entrance. The dancers are mostly sweet women, but are understanding of the management's bad business practices. It feels like they are dragged into a cycle of aggressive, non-compliant shenanigans between good-paying customers and front-end thieves. It's like poetry.
Yeah, I mean, he's used hooligan and shenanigans.
Yeah. Simply put, they are robbing people without pistols.
Ooh.
If you don't want your business to be valued, then this is the place for you. Beware of these scammers. 1 star.
God, I wonder how old that guy is.
He's a wordsmith.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be a little older to, you know, with his choice. Well, he's turning a phrase there.
Like 70s, you think?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You found yourself in a cycle of aggressive, non-compliant shenanigans.
You hooligans. Yeah. You hooligans.
What was his last line?
Beware of the scammers. If you don't want your business to be valued, then this is the place. Simply put, they are robbing people without pistols. Okay. Is a good line. Yeah.
They do not value your business.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was an interesting one.
I said good day, sir.
Yeah, right. We'll go to Baltimore, Maryland at a place called the Penthouse Club. Nicholas left a 1-star review. I have never been to a more ghetto strip club in my entire life. The dancers didn't even seem like they wanted to be there. Oh, I got news for you.
Yeah, they probably don't.
The drinks took forever to come, and I can't say that I saw any customers that didn't look like they were selling drugs. Highly recommend not wasting your time here. A shady strip club, but you can't expect much more in Baltimore. 1-star.
Yeah, I like that. Can't expect much more in Baltimore. That should be their Chamber of Commerce slogan.
Yeah.
Just be happy.
The mayor gets up. You can't expect much more in Baltimore.
What do you want me to do about it?
It's true.
Yeah. Then we'll go to Houston, Texas, at a place called the Men's Club. Daniel left a 1-star review. This place is nothing like what it used to be in the 90s and 2000s. It's now full of average-looking con artists, lying and pushy dancers and waitresses who have every conceivable cosmetic procedure done that you could possibly imagine. Fake hair, fake nails, fake boobs, fake eyelashes, and worst of all, fake personalities.
Ooh.
Never go to the VIP or to the karaoke room. Such a ripoff. It's a waste of time, money, and energy. These girls are all talk and no action. Boring, expensive, and just overall terrible. The food isn't even decent anymore. 1-star.
Anymore.
It used to be delicious.
So really, the only thing that he named in that list of cosmetic procedures is a boob job.
Boob job. Right. Yeah, fake eyelashes, fake nails, fake hair is not a cosmetic procedure, I don't believe. Mm. But the worst of all.
But I think that's probably the best looking place they have. I mean, if they have all that, so they got to look.
At least
they
care.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Houston. Houston's kind of known for their strip clubs. They have a lot of great strip clubs, and the Men's Club is certainly one of the most popular. So
yeah, fake it till you make it. I think they're looking good.
Yeah.
I bet they got a website.
I bet them. I'm sure they do.
Live cam.
Karaoke room, for sure.
Yeah, that's a weird part of it. I don't know, though.
I just had that idea the other day to do an escape room with a karaoke bar after you solve the puzzle and you escape.
Yeah.
This, I think, would even be better.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
How could you be more annoying in one business?
Right, like,
we'll make you escape the room and then go to a karaoke room.
But do guys want to just get up and do karaoke when there's nothing but a room full of guys?
Yeah, not really.
I don't know. Ask Ron. Nah,
you got titties in the other room? Right. I want to go sing like Journey? No.
But who are you singing for, though? You're singing for those same people that are in there have been looking at titties.
That's true.
I don't see a bunch of guys just sitting around. Hey, let's go over to the karaoke side and see who's singing over there. I heard Ray was doing something new this week.
Yeah. It's probably the only karaoke room where everybody has boners.
Singing like Kid Rock or some trash.
Yeah. Kind of weird. You know they're not going to get up and give up whatever seat they've got. You know, if they've got a good table or something, they're not going to walk away from it to go hear some guy singing.
No, thanks. Then we'll go to Atlanta, Georgia at the Blue Flame Lounge.
That's how hot it is. Blue Flame.
Right. Dan left a 1-star review. I don't normally complain, but I just had to put this out there. First of all, I've been a faithful customer for over 10 years, and I have never experienced such rude behavior coming from the cashier. Where's the old man? The lady with the white hair is the worst. It's not about trying to get in free because I've always been a VIP card holder, like forever. She seems as angry at the world all of the time. I know that if I was the owner, I wouldn't allow her to continue to ruin my business like that. A 1-star.
So is it
pissed?
Is it a worker? I missed that. Or like a door girl?
It's like the person probably checking IDs and taking the entrance fee, but the lady with white hair gives me an image that's an old lady.
Like in her 80s.
Right. Old women will mess up all kinds of fun.
Maybe. He's like, where's the old man? But he's a VIP card holder?
Yeah.
He's been a faithful
customer. Just picture a lady with a cane years. At the door, yeah. like, you can't mm-hmm. get in, son.
So weird.
Not around my girl.
Now, this is the final one, and it's short, but it is weird. It's in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, at a place called the Sugar Shack.
Love that.
Yeah. And this guy, who wants to remain anonymous, said, the manager, Mark, will try to stick a finger up your butt. I called into the management office to tell them, and they said they would, quote, take care of it. One star.
What did he try to do? So the guy's just there hanging out, and the manager comes up and tries to stick his finger in his butt?
He will try to stick a finger up your butt.
Like, over the jeans?
If it's a sneak attack, then yeah. that would yeah. have to, I mean, you're not going to be able to dig down in the guy's pants.
Yeah, it's got to be quick.
Unless you get the bouncers to hold him.
Yeah.
Hold him down.
Hold his pants up.
Y'all get his arms.
Yeah. Who are you going to do it? Him, and I'm going to.
He will try to do it. The manager, Mark. And I love that they're like, well, we'll take care of it.
I know exactly who it was. Mark. Manager Mark.
No further details needed. But look, we will take care of it.
I don't blame the guy. If you know.
Yeah.
But are you ever.
Please.
It's almost like he and Manager Mark would be buddies. Like they've been buddies for a while. It's like goosing somebody.
Horsing
or,
around.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But it doesn't sound like it. No, he's trying to get Manager Mark fired. That can't be a friend of his.
Yeah.
So I don't blame the guy. But would you be complaining or would you just never go back and go, hey, I'm not going back in that place. The manager is putting his finger in people's butts.
Yeah, no, I'd follow the form of complaint. I think I would. I couldn't just let that slide.
I do feel like this guy's going to go back, too.
What do you think? Sugar Shack in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Your options are probably limited.
Right. I love how the manager's like, we know who it is. He does it all the time. We're going to handle it.
Of course we know Mark. He's just, you know, he's full of bull.
He loves his customers.
He's a card. Yeah. Sometimes he just doesn't know where the line is.
Yeah.
The line is my butthole.
Yeah.
All the time. Everywhere.
Yeah. It's the actual line.
Yes. You know, pretty well known in our culture.
Yeah. You could just hear him like sighing when they get that card. Mark. Got another one. You did it again?
People don't think that's funny, Mark. Especially if they're just here to have a good time.
How many times do we have to tell you?
Or he's got a Jody for a wife. You go, people don't know how to take you.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm not doing it to women.
Yeah, right. Like, what are the qualifications to become a manager at this place? It's like, that flies.
Hey, back in biblical days, they greeted each other by grabbing their balls. Men would, instead of shaking hands, they'd grab balls because that was the lifeline. It was like, hey there, fella.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean.
What's the difference?
Yeah. I mean, it was through the jeans. I mean, like I'm really going to get my finger in his butt when he's wearing jeans. I mean.
I don't even get it halfway. Calm down.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
He didn't even have to pull a wedgie out.
Yeah.
I didn't penetrate it or nothing.
I thought I knew him. Okay.
This is not the behavior we expect to see at the Sugar Shack.
No, just very unprofessional.
Extremely. So those are the one-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.